You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. Welcome. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I'm Keith Razor with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee.
How's everybody doing? Yes, I had a great Thanksgiving. I was in New York City.
Alan was in New York, and for the listeners, Alan Lee missed the show last week.
Yeah.
From New York. And right now we're missing a guest. We're supposed to have Skylar Stone on. Maybe he's in traffic with the rain or something.
We certainly hope so.
Yeah, we hope he's okay.
We had a very good trip up here, Keith and I. Keith is coming all the way from Orange County, the OC, and I'm coming from Inglewood, California.
Well, I think Skylar's like filming a movie or something. You know, I don't know.
Could be. We didn't,
you know, but he might be in traffic, so he might join us later. He might not, but he was scheduled, and you know, he was going to be here.
Yeah.
And if he's not here, you know, hopefully nothing bad happened. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
he's very funny. He's a very funny guy.
We're so glad to have got him. And
it's kind of a bummer because he's hysterical.
Yeah. Well,
he does these great Christopher Walken impressions.
Oh, I love to see that.
Yeah. I think everyone could do Christopher Walken, though.
He has that kind of features that makes it a little easier for him. And, did you watch that con show he was on that he did? It was very funny, where he was a con, he would con people.
No.
Getting sandwiches and Subway sandwiches and all kinds of goodies.
Yeah.
But a lot of food. He conned his way into a whole diet.
It was like a hidden camera show?
A little bit, but it was more of like one of those shows where, you know, you rob a bank and they're like a sting.
Yeah.
It was like a sting, man. And he would do a sting on Subway.
Yeah.
You know, and he would get like a 6-inch. Oh, actually an 8-inch as opposed to a 6 or 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, the cool thing about Skylar Stone is he was on my uncle's TV show, Rules of Engagement, for an episode.
Very nice.
So that's how I met him.
Yeah.
And then I've seen him do stand-up.
Were you on Rules of Engagement? Were you trying to get on that show yourself?
No. I mean, I just went to live tapings and stuff. And, you know, it would have been cool to get on that show. But
you were playing that Hollywood game, I bet. Were you with your uncle and stuff in the industry?
Yeah, that would have been cool. But the thing is, like, you know, people ask me this, like, it's like one, if you ask a girl out and she says no.
Yeah.
You know, you move on to the next girl.
Sure.
You know, if you ask your uncle and he says no, he's still your uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like...
But you don't move to the next uncle.
Yeah, no.
We could do that.
And then another thing is, like, we're not blood related.
Oh, excuse me.
You know what I mean?
He's your step-uncle.
Yeah, he's my adopted uncle. Yeah. He's my stepdad's best friend.
Okay.
So my uncle's known me since I was 3. You know what I mean? So we call him Uncle Pat and
cool.
all that stuff.
Cool.
And so that's... Yeah, that's how I know Skylar. And then the other thing is he was just in this movie called Walking with Dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
You heard about that,
yes,
right?
I did, indeed.
With Justin Long.
Justin Long.
It would have been been cool. I'm kind of worried about him. You know, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah. Well, he lives, to my understanding, in Sherman Oaks. So how far, you know?
Yeah, but then like you know, the rain and the traffic and, you know, maybe he got in an accident. You know, you don't know these things. You know, all we can do is hope he comes and hope he's all right.
Yeah. Well, you know, as our director here on the show said, there's a psychic.
That's
the
what.
Next, so maybe you want to. Well, we can't get a hold of her.
Well, what happened was last week while you were in New York.
Yes.
This lady calls the show, and I'm like talking with Rosie Tran, and so this lady calls right.
Yeah.
And she's all like, "Oh, I want to talk to Rebecca." And, you know, I'm like, oh, this is Rosie, not Rebecca. You know, so she's like, oh, no, I'm pretty sure her name's Rebecca. And, like, I know Rosie Tran, like, most of my whole life, so I know her name's Rosie.
She's a friend of yours.
Yeah, so she's all talking. She's like, oh, I want to talk to Rebecca. So then Rosie and I, we just said, we just, like, messed with her. We said we were a phone sex hotline doing swinging and stuff. And the lady on the phone, she's like, really? And we're like, yeah, really? You know, and like we were getting all intimidated and stuff, and it was cool, man. It was fun.
Did she call back?
She did not.
You think she'll call tonight?
I don't think so. I don't think she was my biggest fan.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because I kind of lied to her.
Oh, well.
I see you're wearing the glasses as usual.
Yeah, these are a new pair. You know, I have about 10 different pairs, and it's a look. I like to look like a writer, and I am a writer. But if I take the glasses off, I'm like a convict.
Yeah.
So it kind of freaks people out.
I don't know if you noticed, but I have the glasses now.
Those are sweet, man.
Yeah.
I like them. Did you get those recently? They're brand new.
I got them 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Nice. I don't think I need them.
They look good.
The DMV thinks I need them.
Well, you know what? You drove tonight.
And I did, and I drove pretty good.
Oh, so you rocked, man.
Yeah, you're like the bad driver sometimes. You're like speed racer.
I can be because, you know, and I don't want to stereotype or attack anybody. Maybe Rosie might take offense to this. But you know that a lot of Asian drivers, they drive weird, you know. And yeah. My father drove weird, too. He once, in fact, drove us into a mall, literally. I said, Dad, he said, we're going to the mall. And I said, that's fine. And then he kept driving up to the Nordstrom's, and the people were like, you know, they're getting out of the way. And it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But he did buy me a beautiful suit at Nordstrom's.
Oh,
after
yeah?
the security came and everything, they cuffed him and stuff. Was horrible.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, I had a very interesting day.
You really believe that?
I had a very interesting day. I woke up.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you been sleeping a little later?
I've been sleeping, yeah. But I woke up,
mm-hmm.
So that kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
And then I went to the bank to get some money.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, we got to pay the bills for this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Told you that we needed a producer.
Yeah, we needed a producer, yeah. But we still got to pay the bill, the
sure.
rent. You know,
yeah.
We still got to pay the rent.
Producers pay the rent.
Yeah, but we don't have a producer.
I know
right
that.
Now.
That's why we need one.
Yeah. So I went to the bank to get some money because
sure.
we got to pay the rent.
Okay.
And the bank teller said that my account's outstanding.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for you, because you know what?
I was like, yeah, I think this is an outstanding bank.
Oh.
You know? And then they were like, no, you don't understand. Our guest is just here, Skylar Stone.
Oh my God,
he's
you
here.
Know, here we are.
And, he's coming into the studio.
I'm looking. You know, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to tell the rest of your story to
yeah.
Skylar?
Oh, Skylar's here.
Skylar is you know, he's a busy man.
Oh yeah.
And we're so glad that
welcome Skylar Stone, guys.
Oh wow. Hey, hello Skylar. My God,
Skylar Stone is here
in the living flesh. That is so cool.
How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
This is so cool.
Here,
take
that one right there.
This one right here.
Excellent.
That's a star seat. There's your headphones.
I love you told me not to wear green.
Yeah, because there's a green screen.
Yeah, but I'm kind of an ass. Or can you say what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of an asshole, so I almost wore an entire green outfit.
That'd have been funny.
That'd be funny if you said like a floating head or something.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, there you go. What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Here we go.
So glad you had a safe trip over here from
Sherman
Oaks. Last time I had a... something this big and black in my face. I was in Vegas.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding with you.
That's
I actually live
quite a visual
right by here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
But beautiful. I actually came from Orange County, believe it or not. How funny is that? I could literally walk here from my house.
Yeah.
But I was in Orange County.
You could have given him a ride.
We could have given you a ride.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just down there. I had to go take care of a family matter, but then I had to come straight here.
Yeah. We thought like you got caught with the traffic or the rain or something. We were worried about you.
Well, I appreciate the concern.
Yeah. So how are you doing,
I don't know if
buddy?
I can hear myself that well.
Can you hear us?
I can hear
Skylar.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Right.
This is cool. Skylar was supposed to do the show earlier,
yeah.
But then he got scheduled with a movie, so he had to reschedule.
He's a busy man.
And he's doing this. This is awesome.
Here
this
we
is
are.
This is the last show of the season,
yeah, so
I appreciate it, man.
We really appreciate this.
I heard you call it the season finale.
Season finale.
Like this is Lost or something.
Yeah. We're trying to get another season.
And we're going on hiatus.
Yeah, yeah,
we're going
yeah.
on hiatus for...
So what's
the deal? You guys dating or what?
No. See, that's
is my co-host.
That stopped a long time
okay.
ago.
Yeah.
They tried to put that on Facebook, but I don't like that. See, I'm what is called a heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a hard term for a lot of people to understand out there because you know the way the spelling and the grammar and the teachers, but it is hetero. And then you add sexual to that, and it actually means that I like women.
I like how he says heterosexual.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
The
I'm
fact
just,
that you pause
I divide.
Is what makes me worried. By the way, I thought this brand was Jesus. I thought this was a Jesus.
You know, that's a
is it?
Yeah, it looks like it from here. That would be a weird podcast.
Yeah,
it
would be a weird computer.
So, Skylar, man, you've been busy, dude. You have you had the movie called Walking with Dinosaurs, which I saw.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Thank you.
And it was good. It was funny. And now you're doing a toy drive thing.
Toy drive December. 2 weeks from yesterday. What would that be?
Yeah.
December 16th, I think. 18th, 16th, 16th. Yeah. 18th, I don't know.
Yeah,
two Tuesdays from yesterday.
Beautiful.
I'm doing one at the Hollywood Improv. It's Jim Jeffries, Anthony Jeselnik, myself, and Russell Peters.
Yeah, that's a good lineup, man.
It's gonna be a good show.
And you're also gonna be at Ontario this weekend, right?
Yep, this weekend, Thursday through Sunday, with Finesse Mitchell.
Yeah. Nice. So nice. Explain, because I know you do.
Yeah, wait, you would need to explain to me. So what is what's happening right now?
Oh, it's being CGI'd. This is called CGI'd.
This is called a green screen.
Oh, I know what that is, but I'm asking. So what does it look like right now? What's behind us?
It looks like we're at a desk.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It looks like sort of like
because this is a live video podcast. So I'm supposed to look at the camera.
It looks like,
but I don't look at the camera because I just don't look at the cameras. I never have. And the director gets mad at me, but, you know, whatever.
You're supposed to look at the cameras. I'm gonna chill. I'm going to go back like this.
Yeah.
Can you still see me if I'm like this?
Can you see him?
That's the
he always complains.
I just like to get relaxed.
Me.
Yeah.
That's Sam.
I want to interview you a little bit. I want to know a little bit about Keith.
Go ahead.
I don't know much about Keith.
Go on.
Keith is he's a
comedian.
Kind of a seventh wonder of the world, eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah. Okay, excellent.
He throws shows.
Yeah.
Do you still do that bar show in Orange County?
I do not.
What happened to that?
I just got over it, you know, because I'd rather just do shows, like perform on shows than run shows, you know what I mean?
Are you performing a lot?
Yeah. I get up about 3 or 4 times a week.
What's your closer right now?
My closing joke?
Yeah. Let me hear it.
You really want to hear it?
Yeah.
There's two of them.
I'll do the one that I'm doing recently. So the thing about it is like, because I have Asperger's syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, so I'm very brutally honest. So I have a lot of demons, you know, so I'm just going to share my demons.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So I have a hooker problem, and I was driving down a...
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, you just became my favorite person. All right, keep going, Keith. This is fucking amazing.
Okay, so
you really have a hooker problem.
Yeah,
and you don't mind letting people know that.
No, that's because I'm telling you're asking me to tell you my closer.
Hold on a second. Okay, I don't want to interrupt your joke. Do your joke, and then we're definitely going to get in this fucking hooker shit. All right.
So I was driving down Harbor Boulevard, which is, you know, it's like hooker land for me. You know, there's hookers everywhere. It's like Disneyland. I'm thinking, how many rides can I go on? And I saw a hooker, and I was like, hey, hooker, you know, because I didn't know her name, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, hooker, how much for a BJ? Which is slang for, you know, blowjob, in case you don't know. And she's like, $50. I was like, ugh, that's a little steep, you know, because I only have 30, and let's face it, you're not really $50 material. So I was like, why don't you do it for 30, make some money, or go back to walking? Either way, this guy on the corner is going to hit you with a baseball bat, right? And she thinks about it for a second.
What the fuck? What guy in the corner?
It's the pimp. So she thinks about it for a second. She's like, all right.
This is like a movie.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about yourself for a second, and you're basically like this. You're about to tell me that you're like a serial killer.
No, I don't do that. So then she thinks about it for a second. She's like, all right, I'll do it for 30. And I was like, excellent. Do you have change for a 50?
That's pretty funny.
I like that joke because it's a math joke too.
It certainly is. Yeah. Now, but I really want to get into this now. So how old are you?
I just turned 27.
And you have a hooker problem.
Yeah.
Are you proud of it?
No, I am not. I'm very ashamed of it, actually.
Obviously not. You talk about it.
It's in your act.
I talk about it in stand-up, but you put
how
me
many
on the
hookers
spot.
Have, how many hookers have you? I mean, I've never banged a hooker.
Oh, so I've never... I probably banged maybe 2 hookers, but I don't really do the whole intercourse with them. You know what I mean? I just do the mouth thing.
The mouth thing?
Yeah, like the BJ thing.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah. But no, the thing is...
I just find that whole industry gross.
Yeah, I find it gross, too. That's why I'm...
My wife's ex-husband is married now to a prostitute.
A current prostitute or an ex-prostitute?
Who knows? I don't know much about her. But yeah, she was a prostitute in Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah, he knocked her up on accident. So, yeah, so my, you know, that's always fun when you're, you know, my stepkids don't know that, you know what I mean? But they're now in a household sometimes with a crazy person, basically.
Yeah.
So wait, so why do you, what was your first hooker? Who was it?
I think it was when I was 18 because I still didn't lose my virginity. So I think I just, you know, went to a strip club and got a, you know,
That's not a hooker. That's a stripper.
No, but that's a hooker, too. They'll do stuff for more money than what they say.
A strip club?
Yeah, yeah.
In L.A.?
No, it was in Long Beach.
Just say, probably Vegas.
Yeah.
Is that where, like, the sailors go?
Sailors. But no, I'm not proud of it, but I like to tell it in my stand-up because, one—
You don't look the type. See, that the contrast in that is what's
so funny.
Well,
I'm not
funny.
Saying I do it, like, every day.
You look
I
like
mean,
a nice— You look like
a
nice,
type
like a nice middle-class kid.
You said you have a hooker problem, and now you're switching it to once a year. You're so full of it.
Yeah.
But when's the last time you hooked up with one? And don't lie.
And then
you say you've Asperger's. Tell me the real truth.
The last
Two and a Half Men. You say you're the guy from Two and a Half Men.
That's my opening joke. That's my closing
But then you
joke.
Close with that contrast. That's an amazing thing. That's like Richard Pryor almost.
It's nothing like Richard
well,
Pryor.
Well, I mean, in a sense.
Skyler's drinking all
you
his
go,
water.
You go to such contrast.
The last time I had a hooker was probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Liar.
Seriously.
Liar.
4 or 5 months ago.
Liar.
How long do you think?
You did it in the month of November.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Did not.
You did.
No, because it's a month of Thanksgiving.
You could find a holy holiday every month. You did it in October or November.
No.
Liar.
No, it's probably.
You said you have a hooker problem. That's not a problem. That's just kind of like, once in a while I do this.
But let me ask you something. Like, you used to have a drug problem, right?
A drug problem?
Yeah.
No.
You never did heroin or anything?
Heroin? Absolutely not.
Is that in your IMDb?
What are you even talking about?
I thought you were joking about doing drugs once.
Maybe I've talked about drugs on stage, but I've never tried heroin.
Oh, yeah. Don't try heroin.
Yeah, I'm good on that. That's for sure.
I don't think so.
So, Skyler, the thing I wanted to ask you was how did you get into the stand-up? Because you do stand-up, but now you're doing more
You just
acting.
Sounded like a grandpa. Like, how did you get into the stand-up?
Yeah.
The stand-up.
The
you called
stand-up.
It the stand-up.
The stand-up.
Yo,
like,
how did you get into the movies? The stand-up? Well, I got into the stand-up by, I mean, just, you know, any the way anybody does, you know. Greatest
mics.
Job in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and you mean like why?
Why?
Or like what steps did I take?
Yeah, like what made you to want to be, like the reason why I want to be a comedian is because I think making
bang hookers.
No, I think because making people laugh is the most.
That'd be like Richard Pryor.
Yeah, it's like the best thing in the world. You know, like it's better than an orgasm. So I want to know, like,
what well, have you hooked up with anyone other than a hooker?
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah, I've had a couple girlfriends that doesn't last more than 10 minutes.
The comedy is better than.
Yeah, I enjoy comedy more than sex.
Yeah, everyone's different. That's not that kinky.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that
that's
bad.
What I'm saying. Like what was your love for it? Like,
well, he's an actor.
Yeah,
well.
But he started doing stand up first, didn't you?
What?
You did stand up before
the
you
chicken
did acting.
Chicken
didn't
or the
you?
Egg? You were an actor.
No, I acted first.
Oh, you acted. Yeah, and then you got in.
That's cool.
Been acting since I was 12.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not professionally, but I mean, I was doing plays, musicals, stuff like that.
But that's cool because a lot of actors don't turn into comedians, and many comedians try to turn into actors.
Really?
I think that's that. Don't you think that's
it's true.
Yeah. Oh.
You go to
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now.
You are, actually.
Yeah.
This is Jesus.
And got a green background, Jesus computer.
And he's
you like hookers.
Hookers and I'm.
There's no way he hasn't killed somebody.
No,
I know. You know what?
I think he
I
has.
I have my glasses on. If I take my glasses off, that's when they cast me
I was in
as a serial killer.
But I was in a car accident a couple weeks ago, so I was scared because he was driving.
No, that's unfair.
And then Alan just went off on the guy. I was like, whoa, Alan, calm down. You're going to kill the guy. He's like,
I was
dude.
No, I was practicing for a part.
A part of killing people?
No, see, here's the problem. You know when you're making a right turn and there's pedestrians and you stop?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy is honking his horn. So I feel that he's pushing me to murder. And I'm saying, the guy behind me wants me to run the pedestrian down. I can't. I have to stop. And I hate that.
Yeah.
Because
it's
what
like
am I
either
gonna,
way
what's
he's
the choice
committing
do I
murder.
Have? But you have.
How funny
would
be if he took his shirt off right now and did
oh,
the
no.
whole.
No, wow. You know what? I've been working out very hard, but the abs are not where I want them to be.
Are they ever going
to
be?
I hope to. There's liposuction.
How old are you?
I'm going to be older than you in today.
In today, okay.
Yeah, this guy should be doing deals personal. Like,
I know.
That's Larry King. Hey, how old are you? How'd you fuck last night?
I came here with questions.
That didn't sound like Larry King.
It's close enough, Skyler.
No,
it's a work.
Skyler could
it's
do
a work
Larry
of,
King.
Okay, do Larry it. King then.
I don't do Larry King.
This is dueling Larry Kings all of a sudden.
Dueling, okay. I'll out
and
Larry King.
I really
King.
Don't
yeah,
want
you.
Well, here we go.
Carl in Cleveland, what's your story? You went too gruff.
No, no, you have to, your little thing in the throat's missing.
No.
I'm going to, hey.
That does not sound like Larry King.
Hey.
Dude, you sound like a no, barker from the circus.
It's a work in progress. You're an artist. Come on now. Be nice. You were late.
Keith RZA. Yeah, Line 4.
Line 4.
That's good. He wins. Yeah. I'll concede this time.
He does an excellent Christopher Walken impression.
We were talking about
dude,
that.
Did
we
you
were
do talking, any prep we on me? I don't do Walken, and I've never done heroin.
You do Walken?
I do not do Walken.
You did Walken at the Tap House.
You're out of control right now. I don't do Walken. No. I've never done heroin.
You've never done Walken.
He looks like Walken. Nope. Doesn't mean he does Walken.
I don't do Walken.
There you go.
I told you, I warned you about that.
Keith's like, now you raped 17 women, right? No, that's Bill Cosby, okay?
Poor Bill. That was the next question.
What do you mean, poor Bill?
Because I'm such a big fan. Do you have that?
Dude, you sound like everything that's wrong in America. No, poor Bill. I just love him. It's not true.
Do you have that when you see a performer like Robert Blake, who I met after the wife situation?
After he killed someone?
Yeah. And I didn't know how to speak to him. I said,
you don't, you run. Well,
I know, but I couldn't. It was an elevator. We were in an elevator, and I had to stay with him for about four floors.
Oh,
he was with his. He was angry.
We got a telephone call.
Oh,
Keith, you should take your shirt off.
Okay.
That'd be so funny. No,
I'm going to answer the telephone call.
Will you please do the rest of the podcast with no shirt on?
No, that's
hey, you're on the air with Skylar Stone. Who's this?
Hey, this is Laura. Is that Keith?
This is Keith.
Is this one of your hookers?
Laura from Charlie's Head.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Did you start?
I'm good. I'm calling to say thank you for performing on Monday.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope to see you again really soon.
Oh.
Why don't you tell Skylar what that about Charlie's
house? Oh, Charlie's house.
Charlie Chaplin.
Well, thanks, Laura.
Is this a hooker, a brothel?
Holy crap, no, we're going with
Charlie
so many
Chaplin's
phone calls.
House.
I got to take the next call. You're welcome, Laura. Talk to you soon.
You're hanging up. You just took the call.
This is, you're
dude,
on the...
Keith, you do not know what you're doing. Hey, you've done heroin, right? Hey, thanks for calling. Bye.
Hey,
you got to talk to callers.
You're on the...
Hold on, let me handle this. Who is this? Who is this?
This is great.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, my name's Ryan.
What's up, Ryan? Go fuck yourself. How you doing?
we have like seven callers.
I'm doing all right.
This is the Skylar Stone Show. Thank you for calling.
This guy, I think, hung up.
Tell Keith to take his shirt off. We're trying to make this show interesting all of a sudden.
I'll take my shirt off. I don't have a problem with that.
It's going to happen.
I think this guy hung up
first. It may be a last.
I'm still here.
Oh,
listening to you guys talk about taking your shirt off.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have any questions about the show? Or,
yeah, do you
or
have
Skylar?
Questions for Skylar Stone?
Skylar Stone is really rocking.
I'm rocking the house. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
I'm rocking the
just
house.
He did Larry King and no Walken tonight. Christopher Walken is out until next week.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm currently walking. I almost got hit by three cars. It was nice.
Oh, was Alan Reed driving?
How you feel about Twitter trolls?
About Twitter trolls. You know, it's very funny you would say that. There's a guy that's trolling me right now, and I got to tell you, he's got my attention, and he's pissing me off. So let me explain this to you. Okay, so I'm anyone that knows me knows that Keith clearly doesn't, by the way, because apparently I do walk in and I do heroin.
You've done walk.
I don't do walk.
I've never done
let's
it.
Let's skip it.
Okay. No. So on Twitter, anyone that knows me knows, like, I get really upset about national stories. Like, I don't, like, okay, you have Asperger's, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what I have, but I have some sensitive emotional disorder where a news story can really get to me. I don't even have to know the person. I don't even have to be there. Mm-hmm. If I see the right camera shot, the right footage, I can get really, really, like, sensitive about it. So you guys, did you pay attention to the news today?
No.
Okay.
What's the hot?
You're right. You were banging hookers. So Eric Garner, Eric Garner is a father. He was an American, an African American, and in New York, he was. You know about this, right, Ryan?
Yes.
Now I don't know exactly what he was doing, but it doesn't freaking matter because his demeanor.
He was selling cigarettes.
Yeah, okay, that's right. He was selling cigarettes. So this guy's selling cigarettes, right? He's on the street.
Yeah.
And he's being asked to stop, basically. And they wanted him to – what did they want him to do? They wanted him to put his – get on his knees or put his hands – what did they want him to do?
Basically, they were just trying to subdue him. And he wouldn't, like, drop to the ground or lay on his stomach right away. So they came at him and they put him in a chokehold. An illegal chokehold. A chokehold that is not supposed to be used by police officers.
That's New Yorker, because here they stopped that. It was illegal that the whole...
So wait, they choked the guy for stealing cigarettes?
They killed him.
No.
Yeah, that was Ferguson.
No.
Guys, that was Ferguson. Listen to you uninformed fuck. How the fuck do you have a talk show? You're like, they killed him. No, that was JFK. No, other people have been killed since JFK.
Boom. That's all right? Keith does.
Keith. Jesus. So they choked him. He had asthma, and he kept saying, he kept warning him he has asthma. He said, you need to stop.
And they choked him,
and he died. The footage is all over the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, my. How long ago did this happen? I'm sorry we're behind the curve.
In the last month, right?
Four months.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez.
Ryan?
I guess we are behind the curve.
4 months. 4 months ago.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was in the last month. But...
Wow.
No, it just took them that long to get in front of a grand jury.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
They're not indicting one of the cops.
Oh, my.
Seriously?
Yep. Yeah. The footage is over the internet. Look it up. When you're done, look up Eric Garner, and you watch them as he was not being violent.
Yeah.
There's this thing right now that's pissing me off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to me, a true, if someone really subdues, there's a couple ways that can happen. You don't have to be controlled into submission. You can just submit. You know what I mean? If you say to me right now, Skyler, stop talking, and I stop talking, then I listen to you.
Yeah.
Now you another method of getting me to stop talking. You can put your fucking hand over my mouth, right?
Well,
but that's usually for someone that's not listening to you as you're saying stop talking.
Yeah.
Well, here's this motherfucker. I'm sick of watching all this footage, and it's cops that just don't like that they won't do it exactly how they want it. If the point is, hey, I'm stopping you, we're gonna have a conversation.
This is New York.
This is New York, okay. If the point is, I'm stopping you, we're gonna have a conversation, and I want you to listen to what it is that I think you did illegal. If you've stopped, that should be good enough. I'm sick of them saying you need to be on your knees, you gotta have your hand manual. Like, if someone says, hey, if they say the words out loud and they put their hands up, I'm not gonna harm you, but I'm also not gonna give you my ID because you haven't even said what I've done yet.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sick of seeing this shit.
Well, something like that happened.
What's causing this?
Something like that happened in Fullerton, too, where the officers beat up.
Beat the shit out of a fucking
homeless, 90 pounds.
Homeless guy,
90 pounds.
Oh, we have the another average call.
Hey, yeah. Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Go fuck there? Yourself, okay, buddy?
Hey, thanks for the call, Ryan.
Hello?
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello, you're on the air. Is this Ryan again?
I'm still here, but I didn't call twice.
Oh. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the call.
What if we were so stupid? We're like, hey, Ryan, welcome to the show. We just started over.
Wow.
I'm going to grab another water. Hold on.
Yeah. Here, you Skyler want Stone's I getting here. Another water. Skylar Stone's
Boy,
back
this,
with the water.
We are so happy.
But
to
no,
have
that's
Skylar.
I got.
Is
I clearly
have seen it.
No, no.
I clearly got to watch the
virgin.
News, man. Because I knew about the homeless guy getting beat up in Fullerton because that happened right around my house.
You were in that area.
Yeah. So I was like, that was a big.
You
deal.
Run a room in that area.
I used to.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Oh, great! We got another call.
You get really excited about calls. And you also sound surprised. Do you not get a lot of calls?
No.
He got disconnected
Skyler,
for some
I confess
reason,
you,
but
you
I
don't.
Wanted to give you guys another thing that could make you really, really mad before I go. There was the cop in Cleveland that shot the 12-year-old boy who was holding a BB gun.
Oh,
and a report
I heard about
today.
That one.
Did
I heard
you see
about
the report?
One.
He applied to be a police officer somewhere else in that same state. Mm-hmm. And they deemed him unfit to be a police officer because he was emotionally unstable and was terrible with his firearm.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then he moved and they hired him on that police force.
Isn't that interesting?
That's,
Did, John Lovitz just tweeted out that there's protests going crazy in New York right now.
Over this event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Protesters gathered in Times Square. And converged on the heavily secured area around the annual Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, with a combination of professional-looking signs and hand-scrawled placards reading Black Lives Matter and Fellow White People Wake Up. Mm-hmm. And in the Staten Island neighborhood where Garner died, people reacted with angry disbelief and chanted, I can't breathe, and hands up, don't choke.
Oh.
Wow.
Dude, something's got to change, man.
You remember in L.A. when they had that L.A. hold, Skyler? When they had that L.A. hold, it was called a something.
That's.
Remember? And people were dying from that, and they stopped.
Oh, was that the...
Well, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Do you think these officers are just doing it purposely, or do you think they're just not trained to...
Well, it's a case-by-case basis. I mean, you look at Ferguson, and look, was Mike Brown the friendliest kid in the neighborhood? Not judging by that video footage in that store.
How much did he weigh? He was large.
He was a big boy. Yeah. Big boy. Did he steal? Yeah. Did he grab somebody by the shirt in their place of employment, embarrass them, and take away their manhood? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could you argue that there's a chance that, you know, hey, if he did that in that store with a camera on, that he might have also reached for an officer? You could argue that.
Yeah.
But when the guy runs away and he's far away, he's 148 feet away, why do you have to shoot him 12 times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 times is a little.
You have a lot of weapons. Yeah. You can.
You could hit him with the stick.
What's a little, the thing that shoots out the electric?
The taser.
Taser.
The taser gun.
They treated him like Christopher Dornan. Remember Christopher Dornan, the cop that...
Christopher Dornan was a guy from The Big Bear, wasn't
he? Yeah. That was crazy.
I'm making a kind of a humorous parallel. They treated this kid like Christopher Dornan in Ferguson, and he wasn't Christopher Dornan. He was just a guy.
Yeah.
It's weird because, like, the one that always, like... I think it's very sad, but I think it's even sadder when people, like, go and shoot schools and stuff. You know what I mean?
Well,
because do you remember Adam Lasagna?
Making a joke now?
Are you making a joke about Lasagna?
Adam Lasagna? I was buddies with Adam Lasagna.
Really? No.
Adam,
did you know Adam Lasagna?
No, I did not know him at all.
Did you know Pete Angel Hair?
Angel Hair ran into once, I didn't like his bits. They weren't that funny.
But no, Adam, I don't. His last name's Lanzo or whatever. Yeah, I don't pay attention. He was the kid with Asperger's who shot that whole school.
Oh dear, you're not scaring us now.
No,
you
don't remember hearing this?
Enraged?
Dude, there's so many. I just don't know which kid.
But he happened to have Asperger's. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, he had Asperger's, and that's the thing, because like he labeled everyone with Asperger's as serial killers. And, like, that's,
and
like, totally
up,
opposite.
Oh.
You know, people with Asperger's are usually, like, harmless.
Really?
Yeah.
The only reason I even showed up tonight was I thought if I stood you up twice, you'd kill me.
Oh, dear.
Did you ever stand
me
up?
Because of your Asperger's.
I told you.
No, man.
We were talking about that in the car.
Dude, Keith is pos going to kill people.
I know. I said, listen, don't scare our guest off.
Oh, I didn't scare it. Was I?
Keith's going to come over to, like, the improv one night and go, how'd you do at the comedy store? He's going to be like, I killed. And then you're going to fucking have like a big pause. And then you're going to hit Twitter and you're going to realize he actually killed people.
Oh.
When you really thought he killed on stage. And I will have called it. You'll go, I killed, man.
You know, that's,
I fucking killed last night. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you did? You're like, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm too generous.
That's like a movie.
You're
like
too what?
I'm too nice to do that. No, but there's definitely some comics that I don't care for that, you know, I want to
talk about them.
Yeah,
Goss,
yeah,
go.
See, you want to listen?
Goss, I would, Goss right now.
Goss?
Give me the Goss.
Okay, you're taking the...
Who don't you like?
Oh, I love you.
No, but who don't you like? I got to know Goss.
We
love
you. Who do we like?
No, who don't you like?
Oh, there's only like two of them.
Who are they? Go.
One is a guy named...
Just give the initials.
Yeah.
No, nope, name.
Oh. Name?
Oh, dear.
Come on. Don't be a vagina.
All right. Well, I got nothing to hide. One of them is Buck Akuska.
No idea who that is. Who's the next one?
I have no idea.
The next one is... He doesn't even do comedy anymore, but his name was Porcupine Smith.
Who the fuck are these people?
Are you joking?
You're making names up right now.
That's a comic book character.
What's the first name again?
Porcupine.
No, the first name.
Buck.
Buck who?
Akuska.
Buck Akuska and Porcupine what?
Smith.
That's
part of the reason why I don't like
that's
him.
Even better.
I'm not in a Twilight Zone episode. This is a Howdy Doody episode right now.
But no.
Here's Buck Akuska and Porcupine Fuckstick.
See, Skyler knew what
I
was
love
coming.
Skyler,
this is great. You're
this
is unbelievable.
As I was saying before you showed up, I first met you at the set of Rules of Engagement.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you don't. We talked about like 2 years ago when you did Tap House.
You met me there?
Did you take a photo with him?
No, I didn't take a photo.
You should. I remember this. You're friends with the dude on it, the lead, or you're related
to
him.
That's his dad. His uncle. It's his step-uncle.
That's my uncle, step-uncle.
And you asked him to do some golf thing once.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I asked you if you
there
golf.
It is. There it is.
Yeah.
I asked you
You told him to fuck off, I think.
No, you said
I don't golf.
You said you don't golf. Yeah,
I don't golf. Not with Keith, at least. I don't want to get killed.
No. Oh, dear. No. He didn't. I witnessed that.
Keith's like, you and me, ninth hole. I heard ninth hole like is really out there in the woods. Yeah, no one's there right now. Just you and me.
No, man. But you don't golf? You should
golf. Fuck golf.
Oh, I love golf.
Let me tell you what. Fuck the following things. You ready? Fuck onions.
Onions.
Okay. Fuck golf. Fuck According to Jim.
That's the TV show.
Yeah, fuck that show.
All right.
Why fuck that show?
I don't know. It's just stupid.
There you go.
Fuck. What else? Fuck. Fuck clubs that underpay comics.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck one-way streets.
Yeah. I hate that. Cul-de-sacs that...
I like cul-de-sacs.
I don't mind it, but you know, West Hollywood, I hate those where they have those things in the middle that you go around one cul-de-sac.
Oh, those are
go
stupid.
To another.
Yeah.
Double deal there.
How about this? Fuck the
hookers? Yeah, we know.
No.
Fuck the liquor store guy for always charging you, never giving you the right change. You ever do that? Like, you get those mini shots?
You don't drink.
Liquor
you
store guy that what?
They overcharge you.
For the shots.
Yeah, they're
you
like
don't even drink.
$10.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Like
ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like, eat a dick. Yeah.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. Can you say that?
Yeah.
You can say eat a dick?
Yeah, you can say anything.
Is anyone watching this?
Well, last week we had 700 live viewers.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
If somebody calls in the next 60 seconds.
Please call.
In the next 60 seconds, you live in LA, I'll give you a free pair of tickets. I want to see if anyone's listening.
Oh.
If you call in the next 60 seconds, you get a free pair of tickets to the Hollywood Improv, Melrose and Crescent Heights.
Sweet.
Tuesday, December, is it 18th or 16th?
I don't know. It's your show.
Tell me what's on Tuesday.
On the
is.
Calendar.
Jim Jeffries, Anthony Jeselnik, Russell Peters. So what's the phone number here?
The phone number is 818-570-5085.
One more time.
818-570-5085.
Waiting on your call.
And it's the
16th. Free tickets for Skylar Stone.
Tuesday, December 16th. Anthony Jeselnik from The Roast.
Yeah.
Jim Jeffries had his own show on FX.
Yeah.
Australian comic. Sold out the fucking Carnegie Hall.
Seriously, Jim Jeffries is one of the best live comics right now. I mean, I've seen him live like 3 times.
Oh, he has 3 penises.
Yeah, he's hilarious. And then Russell Peters, who's
number one comedian in the world right now.
Yeah.
So. Sweet.
Look at that. Not one phone call. You guys, no one's watching.
Yeah, well.
Or listening.
Except for Ryan. Maybe they were listening. We should have had Ryan.
Who was
call
the
back.
First chick?
That was a girl named Laura. She's very attractive. And I think I accidentally hung up on her because I had like 7 phone calls.
You got nervous about her.
Yeah, she's because when an attractive chick talks to me, I get all
and this
nervous.
Was at Charlie's.
Yeah, have you ever
so what happened? Have you what happened to Charlie's? What was that call about?
Charlie's is a room at
on Sunset.
On Sunset. It's a great room, man. Tommy Morris runs it now.
Remember Tommy from the
Comedy Store?
Yeah.
So did you ever do the Comedy Store?
I mean, yeah, not a lot. You know, it's not really my home club. Yeah. The Improv's my home club.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. More of a store guy or more of a factory and improv guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Skylar, I have a question for you, and I want you to be honest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's been very honest.
No. You told me.
I won't do this again, no.
Okay. You told me. I appreciate that. You told me at Tap House, send you a link of my stand-up, and you'll watch it. I sent it to you like 5 times. Did you ever watch it?
I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know.
You don't know?
So if I did, it wasn't that good. I'm kidding.
that hurts.
I'm fucking with you. I don't know. Send it to me again.
He's going to kill somebody.
You guys heard it. Skylar Stone said send it again.
I did.
And again.
Tweet it to me.
Tweet it?
There you go.
Are you on? I follow you on Twitter.
Good.
Yeah, you don't follow me, though.
Are you funny on Twitter?
No. No, I'm more funnier on the Facebook. Because
the Facebook, you're an old man trapped in a 27-year-old's body.
Yeah.
Are you on the Facebook?
No, the only people I talk to on Twitter is Norm Macdonald and that's it.
And Gay Pony McGillicuddy.
Yeah. And Porcupine.
Porcupine, gay guy.
Because you don't talk to him anymore.
That's
you're
it.
Right. What's that fucking tattoo on your arm?
Oh, it's a soda bottle.
You see it.
It's for my grandfather. He died.
It's, this is, it's,
you called him Pop?
Yeah.
When he died?
4 years ago. Hmm. So I've had it for about 4 years.
Nice.
Sucks because, like, he was my best friend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That, I mean, the tattoo is nice, is what I meant by the one I said nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but a lot of people don't get it. People think I just like soda a lot, you know, but.
Oh. Well, you're big guy, so that's what I'm saying.
That could be.
But, you know, it's meaningful to me, so.
Do you like soda, though?
Yeah, I drink
soda. He loves soda.
A lot?
Yeah.
I diet. Need to stop. You've been drinking a lot of diet stuff.
I need to lose, like, 35 pounds.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it after Christmas.
Bullshit. You won't do it.
I'll bet you $100 I could do it.
You won't.
I bet you.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I've never met someone that says they'll lose weight if they plan on losing the weight in the future. You can only do it now.
All right, I'll make you a deal. When I get home, I'm going to weigh myself. I'm going to take a picture of that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send it to you. If I lose 35 pounds.
If you lose 35 pounds, I will not only watch your stand-up, but I'll put you on Comedy Rocks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. That's what I was going to say.
He's going to lose it.
I'm going to lose it. Because,
he'll lose it.
Because, one, I've always wanted to do that show with you. Mm-hmm. Always have.
Lose 35 pounds.
I'm going to lose 35 pounds.
Because I'm sick of looking at you. I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you, Keith. No. Keith, I'm fucking with you. Seriously, you're a fat fuck, though. No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you.
There's fatter people.
No, I'm totally fucking with you. Yeah. I'm only supporting it because I want to lose 15 pounds right now. And, you know, the older I get.
The harder it is.
Well, the harder it is, but you also start going to the doctor. And they really start explaining to you, like, look, when you're young, we don't explain these things to you because it doesn't matter. You're now at an age where your weight is going to affect you. You're going to start having back problems. You're going to start having heart problems. You're going to start, the older you get, you start sweating when you're fat. you start sweating.
I haven't hit that yet, but I do get.
Oh, you'll get the fucking mid-30s fat sweats, for sure.
That's not nice. I do get the back problems, though, because I think it's also because I'm overweight, but I also got in a car accident. And I survived, like the car
and
destroyed.
You flipped the car over? I flipped the car. Know, God.
Should have done heroin that day, buddy.
And you talk about my driving? Oh, please.
The cops actually tested me for drugs and stuff, so.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, but it really hurt the back.
And you came up positive.
No.
Yeah, and then you did your walking to get out of it.
And luckily you didn't do anything like these African-Americans that, scare the cops and they go crazy. So you were obedient.
Oh, yeah. I've never mouthed off to a... I've only been pulled over once my whole life.
You know what happened?
Can you see your wiener when you stand up if you look down?
Yeah.
You're not too big for that?
No, I can see that.
Don't lie, though.
My wiener's not that big, though.
Really?
No. I have a small wiener.
When it gets hard, how big is it?
Ugh.
Don't act like you haven't fucking measured.
I haven't, because that's how small it is. It's pretty bad. But
he never mentions it in his routines. Never. Yeah. This is the first.
It's pretty bad, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a girl go, like, told you it's small?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
You've had a girl go, like, what were the words?
Like,
wow, not much to work with here, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Not in that order, but yeah. Like, they're like, I'm going to leave you for this other guy. Yeah. He seems to be packing more.
Well, that hurts.
I was like,
no one said that to you.
No, seriously.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yes, that's how.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's awful. Well, that's.
But no,
Keith, I can't tell if you make this shit up because you put some weird shit on Facebook too.
Oh,
this motherfucker!
Have you seen?
Dude, he's one of the funniest people on Facebook, but I don't even think he knows it. Like, he'll just say, like, you know. So I went up to this girl and I like her, and then she gave me her number, and then I texted her, and then she told me to leave her alone. Like, you'll just like. Yeah. You just read those tweets, but the problem is sometimes you don't end it with, you know, you're a comedian. Like, you know, I know that you want to bring your pain into your comedy, which is great. It's a great idea. Richard Pryor set himself on fire and found a way to make that funny.
That's quite a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But you sometimes, I think Keith forgets to add a punchline.
I think it's missing the piece.
He'll just talk about something awful that happened to him, and then you're like, where's this going? Oh, it's going to be funny. And then he's like, so I'm going to kill myself. And you're like, what? No, you're a comedian. Find something funny in it. I want you to work on that. Those are the two things I want you to work on. I want you to – don't be so dramatic on Facebook because you want to be known for – you know, you gotta. I know you don't use the Asperger's for everything because then it's just a cop out. If I believe you that you have Asperger's, I believe you. But you should try. Okay, what is that update that I'm trying to think of? Do you know what I'm talking about? There was a girl, mm-hmm. and you talked about wanting to talk to her, and you asked her for a number.
How long ago was this?
There's more than one of those.
It was not that long ago.
The latest one, a Ballard girl, I asked her for her number. She gave me her number, right?
Yeah.
And she said, call me.
Yeah.
You know? No, it was the sext me thing.
The what?
Okay, here's what it is. The girl gave me a number, and she said text me. But I thought she said sext me. So I just took off a I just sexted her a picture of my small wiener. And she's like, ew, gross. Why would you say that? And I said, oh, you gave me your number, and you said sext me. And then she responds, I said text me. And I was like, oh, by the way, that dick picture was my friend Skylar's.
You did not say that. You just.
Well, by the way, you're learning how to. Wait, is this the one or not? Is this real or not?
Yeah, I didn't.
I also can't tell if you're making this shit up.
I didn't use Skylar.
No, but I just can't tell if you're making this shit up, though.
But yeah, that's a true story.
So you could open your phone and show me this text window?
Maybe.
You still have it?
Maybe.
This will be your first.
I'll tell you right now, if that's in there, that increases your chances of getting on Comedy Rocks.
Really?
There you go. Right here. On the last show.
The last show. It's definitely the last show. No one fucking called in when I said call in for two tickets.
Before we go on hiatus.
You guys sure not make a guy feel loved.
I don't think I have it, man.
818-570-5085. Call 818.
Let's post it.
You didn't do it.
I did. You're a fucking liar.
Post it.
I delete the text messages.
Oh, liar.
Man.
Post the phone number. That Skylar is here.
I already did. I posted.
Do it again.
Do it again? We only have like five more minutes.
Fucking put it up, Keith.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This has been. The hour went by fast.
Time flies when you're hanging out with a fucking
rock
Orange County fucking hooker fiend and a Pacific Islander in front of a green screen. What are you, Pacific Islander?
No, see, actually, I'm a hybrid. My mother is Cuban and my father's Chinese, so I'm Cubanese. But I'm not a communist.
Okay. You look like Pacific Islander.
Well, thank you. Next time, Skylar, I'll tell my agent.
You should hear Alan's Twitter name.
What is it?
It's Alan Lee Commie, because we didn't put the C by accident. And then the joke, you know, Cuban Chinese, Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong. Right.
I get it.
He loves this. I don't know what the big deal is.
Because he says I'm not a communist.
And I'm not. I'm not Alan a good Lee American.
Keith.
Yes, sir.
By Skylar.
So you're saying this was in the last month or two. This post I'm talking about.
Yeah, at least 2 months.
So there's a girl. No, it wasn't 2 months. It was very recent.
Oh, then maybe it's a different one then.
Tell me another one then that you put up.
You've got so many.
Let's
fucking look at your page.
All right, let's do it.
Uh-oh.
Excellent. This is going to be fun.
Keith RZA.
All right, promoting shows does not count, right?
You were talking about...
We're talking about one of those joke things.
Oh, you want to hear something proud I did do this week, Skylar?
Yeah.
There's this... Facebook page that said Moms Against Autistic Children. And what it was is...
That's a great idea. Fuck autistic people. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding, obviously.
Okay. I'm hoping you're kidding.
Obviously, I'm kidding.
So what it was this page had like pictures with little captions of pictures of autistic people and captions that said all autistic people should be murdered.
Jesus, that's terrible.
What kind of cartoon was that?
No, it was a picture capped on that.
What's Boiler Room?
Boiler Room is a show in Garden Grove that I run.
If you're in the area, you can drop by, Skylar. I love this.
I reported that page to Facebook, and I started like a hashtag, and it got kicked off the Facebook.
The Facebook?
Really? I'm not saying I did it, but I'm saying my help helped getting...
Well,
it kicked off the Facebook.
What caused that, I wonder? How could people be so mean?
Oh, well, because one of my fans tagged me onto it saying, what do you think? You know, and I thought it was highly offensive.
Skylar's still looking for that.
You did a show at the potluck?
Yeah, yeah. I made it.
How'd you do?
Did good. I killed it.
I truly think it's very sad how you all are treating Bill Cosby. But like Michael Jackson, we'll move on.
I said, but like Michael Jackson, we'll all move on.
Dude, you don't even, come on, you don't even know what you're talking about.
What? Everyone treated Michael Jackson horribly.
Dude, Bill Cosby raped me, and you don't care about that.
Oh.
Oh, did he really?
No.
You could come out here, be the first man, and get on.
Just like the walk-in improv, the impression you said you did.
But Michael Jackson was pretty bad. He touched a lot of young kids' spirits.
He bought a lot of comic books for them, I heard, over at Golden Apple on Melrose. Oh, should I say that?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Could be one of our future sponsors.
We're not going to get future sponsors. Future,
well, this at this
we probably rate. Won't even get a second season. Because
does anyone out there want a phone call in?
Clearly not, because Skylar offered free tickets to a $40 show.
Yeah, but they have to be listening.
That's actually a great show, though. Like, yeah. Do people donate money for toys, or do they bring
Is
toys?
Is anyone friends with Les Moonves on Facebook? Can you tell me he's named after a girl? God, dude, are you just trying to not work in this town? He's like the most powerful guy in Hollywood. All right, now that's funny. Keith, you're fucking
he's
ballsy.
Daring.
Jesus.
Is that daring? God.
Dude, could you suck off Norm MacDonald a little more on Facebook?
All right, we got to wrap it up because we have a second.
Let me show you.
We got a second show.
Skylar rocked.
I'm still trying to find a fucking update.
We ended this show.
Well, the director's saying we got to do it, but Skylar can... Folks at home, tweet you or Facebook.
He has a name. What's his name?
Sam. Sam's the director.
Sam, why don't you say Sam then?
Sam's the director.
Sam, we love you.
Sam's like, okay, get off. No. So, Skylar, anything you want us to you want to
promote? Do you want to promote anything else, or do you want to like give us a book?
The Skylar Stone is your Twitter.
What's your phone number, Keith?
My phone number?
His personal phone number?
I'll tell it after the show.
No, give it out on the show. That's that would be funny.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It's 949-656-6339.
One more time.
949-656-6339.
All right, I want all hookers listening to call Keith and tempt him at all hours of the day. And just send him fucking pics. That's what I want to promote.
All right, let's promote that.
God, I'll tell you.
Is that really your number?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Skylar made my day.
Yeah, that was a fun show, guys.
If I ever get a show, Skylar is on my show.
I hope he still works
and
with me,
fact,
man.
He can come as Larry King. Since he won the duel.
Excellent. We got
to
head out, though.
Sam wants us to get off.
Yep.
Sam?
Skylar Stone. Follow
Sam's
him on
it.
Twitter and see him at the Improv on the 16th of December.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.